Good morning and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This show highlights area nonprofits and charitable organizations that strive to improve the quality of life for people living on the South Coast. Today, we are speaking with Patrice Teterman, the artistic director for the Sea Glass Theater Company here. Their headquarters are in New Bedford. She's also on the board of directors, and Patrice has also been known to perform a time or two in her life. So welcome, Ms. Teterman.
Thank you so much.
So how long has the Sea Glass Theater Company been around, and how did it start?
We started in 2016. Mm-hmm. I previously had run an opera company in South Carolina, and then as life took over, that became something that wasn't working for me personally anymore. Mm-hmm. And I am from the area here and make my home here and do a lot of singing and performing, and decided that I missed running a company. And my music director of the company, Matthew Larson, said, why don't we do this together? Mm-hmm. And so Sea Glass Theater Company was born in 2016. And we are thrilled that we will be celebrating our 10th anniversary in 2026.
All right. Your website claims... this is from the website. The theater company is a vagabond company.
Yes.
Presenting creative performances of classical music, theater, and beyond. So what does that mean, a vagabond company? Is that a description that normally is used in theater, or is that something you guys cooked up?
Well, if it's a crazy idea, then it's probably me. but the vagabond is because we don't own a theater space. We don't own any kind of performing space. Mm-hmm. So in our 10 years that we've been around, we have performed in a wide variety of spaces across the South Coast. We've been at Grace Episcopal Church. We have been... for a while at Gallery X in downtown New Bedford, and have loved being there. It's been a very creative artist gallery mm-hmm. with a stage, and our piano has been there. And we have done a lot of performing there. Now we are moving to the Unitarian Church in Fairhaven because there's a bigger stage and more technical capability, so we can expand on our creative ideas. So okay. We love to say we can put on a show anywhere. Just give us a call. And we will come running with our music and see what we can do.
My first impression was that this was a classical music operation. But then I further read and actually scrolled mm-hmm. on Facebook, and I saw that you do a lot of things, mm-hmm. a lot of types of programming. Yes, there's some classical music. I know you sing opera. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different shows that are happening mm-hmm. from, I don't know, what you're doing in October, which is cabaret music, to historic kinds of music dating back to, military, dates in the military, all of that. And, a little opera and mm-hmm. much more. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes. Because being the type of performing organization that we are, it's professional artists, they don't just have one thing that they do really well. The people that work for us are very artists with a wide swath of talents. Mm-hmm. And so the singers that work for us not only are opera singers or classical singers, but they also have a deep love for musical theater. For Great American Songbook, for cabaret. Mm-hmm. The two singers that are on the program that's coming up next week, they're both opera singers who also can belt out Billy Joel and Lady Gaga. They can do both and do both well. And so we tend to attract artists that say, I want to express different things with my art and not just be one thing.
So how many shows does the company do in a year?
It varies. So I would say that we produce on average about 4 different productions a year, but then we also appear in the community for other organizations as a guest. We're often seen at the Holiday Stroll in downtown New Bedford for Caroling Quartet. We were this summer in Fairhaven for the Summer Art Gallery and Susan Darwin artwork for her retrospective of her work. And so we did a couple of performances for her this summer. So when people call me and say, we'd love to do this or that and need a performance or need some music, what can you do? That gets my creative juices flowing.
Sure. Are most of them happening, most of your performances in Greater New Bedford? I know you've one of these performances coming up in October, late October.
Yes.
Will be in Milford.
Milton.
Milton, I'm sorry. And, but you, there's all kinds of venues. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
From the Cape?
To Milton, to New Bedford, to Fairhaven, to this area. Yeah. Yes. So the music director of the company is also the music director at the United Congregational Church in Milton. And that congregation has been so welcoming to Sea Glass from the very beginning. And we do a large portion of our rehearsals there. We do performances there in their space as well as in other places. The collaboration on the Cape this December, and I will give you the scoop here. This is not news, breaking news.
Okay.
We will be doing the beloved opera, A Mall and the Night Visitors, in December. And so that will happen in Fairhaven as well as the Cape. And so those performances will be free to the public.
Do you have a main group of performers, or do you or do you hire depending on the performance people? Like some people may do opera well, other people may do cabaret, American Songbook. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Do you have a group of people that you can reach out to when you have something special?
We are very fortunate that we have what we would say is a roster of singers who work for us. We hold auditions periodically, usually about once a year, and hear people. And the people on our roster tend to be very versatile and adept. So we tend to hire this roster for different projects all the time. Occasionally, we have someone who is an opera specialist, and we hire them specifically just for that, or people who are more adept at musical theater, and we hire them just for that. But for the most part, we like to keep this roster happy and to involve them and working and paying them a fair wage and keep them going with us. And asking them often, what would you like to do? That's one of the questions I ask artists. What are some projects on your list that you'd love to do?
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is the artistic director and founder, really, of the Sea Glass Theater Company. Her name is Patrice Teeterman, and she was born and raised in New Bedford, went away for a bit, but has come back and has been here for some time. She started the Sea Glass Theater Company in 2016. And next year, they'll be celebrating their 10th anniversary. You have two events coming up. It's called And the Beat Goes On, 100 Years of Cabaret Music.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the performance, if you will.
Sure.
Tell us about what people will see.
Sure, absolutely. So it's October 25th and 26th. And this performance is a historical look at how cabaret music has been presented. I mean, you think about our perception of cabaret in the 1940s is very different about what people think now.
Yeah.
And we're doing, there is some, what I would love to say is that in this performance, there is something for everyone. So not there's Kurt Weill with, from the 1940s, that very smoky cabaret, lots of cigarettes and that kind of feeling of that music. But then we also go into Cole Porter. And then I'm looking at our repertoire for this concert. Believe it or not, there is some Beatles, some Mamas and the Papas, the Five Satins, Johnny Mathis, Bob Dylan, and Joan Baez. And these are opera singers.
That is the gamut.
That is the gamut. And in the second act, I will tell you that our tenor has a surprise talent. So here's the other thing, is that not only are our artists very talented singers, a lot of them are also instrumentalists as well. And the tenor is going to show a little bit of that instrumental talent as well in Act Two when we go into Lady Gaga and Sonny and Cher, Elton John, and Billy Joel.
So, again, And the Beat Goes On, 100 years of cabaret music and maybe beyond cabaret music, maybe popular music.
Anything can be cabaret,
that's
you know.
Right. So these events coming up on Saturday the 25th, that performance is where?
That is at the United Congregational Church in Milton. That's on Canton Avenue in Milton. And then on Sunday, we are at the Unitarian Church in Fairhaven. This is our new home for performances on the South Coast.
Okay.
And we will be performing there at 3 o'clock on the Sunday.
Why the Unitarian Church? I mean, I think you mentioned a few things earlier. I mean, it's perfect for you. I mean, it's a bigger stage and more technology to help you do your thing.
Yes, I will say that we had a wonderful relationship with Gallery X, and we always love, we often say, Matthew and I, that we do our best work when we have a load of restrictions. So Gallery X had no backstage space. It was just that you had to come in through the audience. All of those things, working around the artwork, all of that we loved doing. The Unitarian Church has a bigger stage. There's more lighting available to us. We have backstage space. There's storage space for us. The parking is a little easier for people. You know, so there's a variety of reasons, but we have fond thoughts of all the places that we have performed.
May you go there again for a visit, right?
We love the people at Gallery X, and the artwork there is fantastic, so yes.
Okay, tickets are $30 for these
they are.
Two shows, October 25th, October 26th. How can people get tickets? Let's start with that.
It's a wonderful question. So our tickets are currently on sale on Eventbrite, which is a website, and you can choose which day you would like to go. They're also available at the door. So people can come and purchase a ticket a half hour before the performance. That's when the doors open. And we will say that that ticket also includes nibbles and sips. So I have a wonderful board member who loves to throw the parties. And so she is cooking up a beautiful spread for this cabaret, a variety of interesting drinks, nibbles, desserts, savory bites. So bring your appetite.
Okay. There you go. That's great. So I wanted to talk to you about your two main performers of the cabaret, which are Kaylee, is it Reiss?
Reiss.
Kaylee Reiss.
Yes.
R-E-I-S-S. And Marcus Huber. And also Matthew Larson will be performing as well.
Yes.
He, Matt, is your music director?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about the two main performers, Kaylee and Marcus. These are two of the people, these very talented people, who run the gamut of talent in terms of what they can do.
Yes, they do. They both went through the Boston University Opera Institute, where Matthew is a professor, and that's how we met them. But they both do a mixture of musical theater and opera and other projects, and both of them have been participated and gone very, very far in a prestigious competition called the Lottie Lenya competition in New York. And this is a competition for these types of artists who have to do opera and musical theater, and they have to sing Kurt Weill as part of their audition and their competition. And both Kaylee and Marcus have gone very far. Kaylee has been a finalist, and this people who make it to the finals of this often then make the leap to Broadway. So she has been a finalist at the Lottie Lenya a couple of times.
All right. Mr. Larson, tell us about his background.
So Matthew Larson is on the staff at Boston University. He's also a Grammy winner. He has been on recordings that have won Grammy Awards, and he has been a recitalist and a pianist working across the globe. He's worked at the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Boston Pops. We met working for Boston Lyric Opera. One time I had to do a outreach concert for Boston Lyric Opera, and he was the pianist assigned to me. And that's how we met and got on along very well right from the beginning. And so we have been professional colleagues of each other for many, many years, and then decided to do this company together. And it's a test to our friendship that we have made it to 10 years with this company without arguing.
That's right. You get folks, creative folks. Sometimes it's just
Mostly it works like I say to him, I have a great idea. And he says, how much is that going to cost? How are we going to pull that off? And I go, just believe me, trust me. And then we work it out together.
Well, that's a wonderful partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That really is. Well, good luck with And the Beat Goes On, 100 Years of Cabaret Music. Again, it's happening October 25th in Milton and the 26th right nearby at the Unitarian Church in Fairhaven. Performance in Fairhaven starts at 3 p.m., is that right?
Yes, but doors open at 2:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are $30 that can be obtained once again on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, and that box off, that ticket window will be open until like the day before.
Yeah.
And then if people can come the day of the show.
And you can purchase your tickets a half hour before the show itself. So,
yes, and it is handicap accessible there. So for my friends with mobility issues, mm-hmm. They do have a ramp there, and there are handicap accessible bathrooms. There's plenty of on-street parking. It's in a beautiful area in Fairhaven. It's just, there's a lot to recommend.
Well, my thanks to Patrice Teeterman, the artistic director for Sea Glass Theater Company. Thanks for coming in, and really good luck with And the Beat Goes On.
Oh,
sounds
thank
like
you so
a fun
much.
Show.
It's going to be great. These artists are absolutely wonderful. And we always like to say, try us. How bad can it be?
I don't think it'll be bad at all. I trust you implicitly. Again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, Jack Spillane from the New Bedford Light joins us with his take on New Bedford's preliminary election. That and more when Town Square Sunday continues.